Grabbing and grabbing, eating the cake snacks. Children's hands and adult hands grabbing for the cake snacks. Eating cake snacks every day and everywhere. Yummy Korean snacks. This week in the Jangdok, Gochujang Gang spice test. Savory chips.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in Jangdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard Jangdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Wow, God. Okay, so where's the music we use in cup milk?
Okay, do you know what the song is?
Yeah, that's
I just wanted to sing it in Korean, but then Alex is like, oh, you don't know our podcast then.
She was just gonna sing like the original lyrics.
Yeah.
I told her to change it up a little bit.
There's nothing really to change up.
That's the Seokgang, that's the Shrimp Crackers theme song.
I recognize
it toward the end, not the beginning. It's like it goes like Seokgang, Seokgang.
Sonigayo.
Oh yeah, Seokgayo. Oh shit, this, you know, the full version, okay. And it ends with like
Nongshim Seokgang.
is that still the theme song?
Is it?
I haven't seen a Seokgang commercial in a while.
So I looked it up, and the old one, it goes way back to like 1991.
Damn.
Ancient, oh my god.
Yeah.
and then the Nongshim official YouTube channel of Nongshim posted new commercial by Zico.
Oh shit. Oh. I was about to ask who's the representative. Okay.
Yeah, and he sings the same song.
Oh wow.
But like a little bit like modified near the end. Like he just like added on a bit more. But yeah, it's still the same. Like the main song is the same.
Okay. And in the commercial, does he crush up the chips into like powder and then I snort them?
I don't think that's appropriate in Korea.
What? I was just making a joke. I thought he was a bad boy, right? I'm sure he does drugs, right? Right? Behind the scenes. Didn't you say something like that, Coach Amanda? Like he was like a, you know, not a great person or something.
These views are Coach Chad's alone.
Yeah.
Not the views.
Well, no, this is what Coach Amanda said. I remember the previous episode. She said something about Zico.
That was he mentioned something about, you know, like the all the guys that were involved with me.
Yeah. The son.
Then like Zico like was close friends with one of them, and then like he. On a variety show, he like mentioned how like, oh, this guy, like his friend's phone has a list of like all these girls, or like he knows like a lot of people or whatever. And so like people are like, oh, he must have known that this guy was involved in.
Yeah. So whatever. He must have known. So he's probably snorting the shrimp cocaine too. Yeah, okay.
All roads lead back to Sing Lee.
I guess so.
All right, on a brighter note, hi, Gochujang here for another wonderful episode of the Gochujang Gay Podcast. This one's going to be good because I said so. No hi, Chad, or anything? What's going on here?
Well, I was going to, but then I kind of missed my chance.
Oh, you missed the beat? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Hi, all. That's Gochu Amanda. There's Gochu Mike.
Hi, Gochu Chad.
Yeah, there you go. There's Gochu Mike there. Hi, Gochu Mike. And then we have Gochu Alex.
Hi, Gochu Chad.
That's his fake voice, obviously.
Yeah. Oh no, you could tell.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you need to work on that shit. Okay. All right, then now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant chondo going to live culture and lifestyle. What beside Gochu can send the test time, say hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the harsh critic Gochu, who makes honey fall, do, do, do. And it's smooth like butter. And it's like a chocolate chip cookie. So that all combines to, honey butter chip. Which is a savory snack, Korean chip. Yeah.
Yeah, it was popular at one time.
It was, yeah. It was like a huge thing at one moment.
We
talked to in the back in the day. But anyways, that comes from a Sola song. I don't know if Gochimena, if you recognize these songs. I don't know either. I just looked them up. Like keywords in that K-pop song. And then she has like a song called Gul, which is like honey. And kind of surprising how like sexualized it is. I don't know. Isn't she from Mamamoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then the smooth like butter. Obviously, that's BTS. And then choco chip cookie. This one was a Guhara song.
Wow. Where to bring down the mood of our podcast?
So then when I saw, I was like, oh, this is Guhara. And then I saw the song. I was like, okay, it's kind of a, you know. It's okay song. And then I looked up her past and I realized, whoa, she died in 2019, like only like 4 or 5 years ago, not that long ago. But for some reason, it always seemed like longer than that. It seemed like it was like 8 years ago. I don't know.
You're probably like thinking of all the other K-pop idols who committed suicide.
I think it's more like I associate Hara and also like Kara with like college days. And so I think that's why mainly it's like
she was alive back in college days.
I know, yeah. But then I was reading her past and everything, and also like apparently her death caused people to make reforms in like punishments of filming people without their consent, like having the power harsher punishment for that, and also having she had like disputes with her mom, like her mom wanted to take her all her money. Yeah. And so they have like a stricter law on like parents taking their offspring's money. Sad stuff, but you know, some positive came out from it. But also I was a huge Kurata fan back in the day, so that was interesting that she had a song called Chocolate Chip Cookie. Anyways,
damn it, I kind of want to do my segment here.
No, that's way too fucking early. Man, Phoenix Wright is so good. Anyways.
Actually, Gucci Amanda was supposed to do a segment.
Oh.
But then I stole it from her this time.
Wow.
Yeah, I let him have it.
So you got to do it again though in like two episodes, not next.
Yeah, episode. I'll do it again. It's my pleasure.
For the spicy game, see.
For the spicy game.
Wow. We should do a poll with the spicy game to see who the most popular Gochu is.
Oh, and then should we kick out the least popular?
No. Whoa, Gochu Amanda. You'll be surprised. You might be first. You still might be first. Well,
who are we asking, huh? Next time you go off to dinner with Ivan and Jen, you should just ask those two.
I mean, they're going to represent. They're going to see me, of course. Right?
Oh,
right,
actually.
Right, guys?
No, it's actually better that you're the one asking.
Actually. I'll probably say Amanda.
All right. Well, you know, let us know with the hashtag favorite Gochu. All right? and then with the name after it. Well, we'll count it up.
Anyways. Don't vote for me.
What's your segment, Gochu Alex?
Alright.
Wow, this is record.
Dun 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 dun.
Uh-huh.
The Spicy Gang Empire talks back.
What the fuck? I thought that was a one-time segment.
If only. No. What? Come on.
Okay, who do you got this time?
In this segment, we talk about we give the chance for our Spice Gang to give their feedback on what we talked about last episode. So last episode was on Beppero, and we had a dear listener and friend from Sandman Stories Presents.
Okay, all right.
So Dustin said that Beppero is so worth it in some flavors, and the ku en ku, which is the cookies and cream, is not worth it.
Oh.
Oh. The cookie one is not worth it.
The cookies and cream.
I thought, but hey, Coach Amanda, didn't you like that one?
I just like the flavor of cookies and cream. Yeah. I never actually had cookies and cream Beppero.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She's a fan of cookies and cream flavor, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any idea on how the cheese one is like, but he thinks the original ones are pretty darn tasty.
Okay, that was an okay segment. You're lucky.
What?
So thank you, Dustin, for chiming in. And then I wanted to add on to that because if you remember, Coach Chad, at the end of last episode, you were like kind of talking with Coach Mike about trying out the choco cookie flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so Coach Amanda and I actually got that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
We gave it a try. Yeah, I know. We're very picky about the snacks we get nowadays because our wedding's coming up. But you don't want to be like, because you know you buy shit and you just end up eating it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you buy like a box of soda and like it'll be gone in a few days. You know, you buy a bag of chips and it's gone in one day. But anyways, we had to try it, and we did. And you thought it might be kind of similar to the original, but you also mentioned that it might have like some crunchy bits on the outside, mm-hmm. which it did. And yeah, what'd you think, Coach Amanda?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, the taste wasn't anything like too special. Like not too much different from the original, but I thought maybe it was a bit more chocolatey. So yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it a lot. I would get it again.
Mm-hmm. How is it different from regular? Like just more chocolatey or what?
The regular one is just like a chocolate covered.
Yeah.
This one actually does kind of have like a cookie taste.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So worth it.
Yes.
This is gochujang gang approved.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay. Gochu Alex and Gochu Amanda approved.
And that's good enough for me.
isn't Beppero a cookie itself or is it something else?
Biscuit?
Biscuit, really?
Yeah.
Slightly different.
Mm.
Okay.
But in some countries, aren't biscuits just cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. They got biscuit.
Great British baking show.
Yeah, this week is biscuit week.
Yeah, and then they make some kind of cookie.
And they make, yeah. I was like, well, where's the biscuit?
Yeah, they call them biscuits.
That happened the first time I watched the Great British Baking Show. Mm. All right, go to Alex. Anybody else to put on the spot?
No.
All right, well, great. That's the last time we see that segment, right? Okay. What was it called again?
You always ask.
The Spicy Gang Strikes Back?
Empire.
Okay,
Jesus.
The Empire.
Star Wars reference. Oh my god.
The Spicy King Empire Strikes Back. Right. Okay, yeah, good exit. Good title. I like it. All right, let's keep
forgetting it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a lot of things, honestly, okay? I remember things I want to remember. Okay, getting back to the opening, can I?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Amanda. Wow, we're only Amanda. Amanda, the opening at Gochu, who has done 4 out of 6 openings this season, living up to her new title as the opening act Gochu. Will she continue the fresh trend, or will she win a quiz and leave the bag open to let it get stale with ants? Stick around to find out.
Oh.
What? No, you doing the openings is good. It's giving you a little more responsibility.
I already have enough responsibility.
It's giving you a little more exposure.
I don't want to be exposed even more.
Okay, all right. Well, then you gotta win. You gotta win the quiz. All right. Michael the Multiverse Gochu, who is risking it all today by trying out the shrimp crackers for the first time ever. And he's gonna stab himself with a pen after one chip. It's the new one chip challenge.
EpiPens are too expensive now. Can't do it.
Oh, really? You know, I remember back in college, you used to carry one around.
Yeah, because they were like $10. Now they're like hundreds.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What happened? How can they jump in price? Biden. Yeah. No, that's Obama too. Thanks, Obama.
EpiPens $650 to $750.
What?
Yeah.
How did it jump? That's crazy.
Greed, man.
Damn, these pharmaceutical companies, they need to have like other competitors. Like, that's not right. Charge whatever they want, don't they? Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay, we should have an episode on that. Go Charles, you might write down. We need to make a movement on this here.
Big Pharma?
Yeah, we gotta fight Big Pharma here. Alright, yeah, mark that down. Alright. And I, Chad, the spiciest, which I think I wanna change the spiciest next episode, but
you can do it whenever you want.
But next episode I'll change the spiciest.
Weren't you already the spiciest?
I know, but this is like universe? The spiciest is so outdated already. But I changed to
No. Shake Shack is big, you know?
Oh, stocks are up. Right. Okay. As long as they're still up, okay. And I Chad, the spiciest gochu in existence, can still be found at your local H Mart. In the snack aisle. When will he be snatched up? That's up to you, ladies.
Oh my god.
I was gonna do it anyways, but I did it. I did this because I knew Gochu Amanda would say something like that, you know? So I just want to beat her to it. Last episode you did.
I didn't say anything today.
Well, I mean, I didn't give you a chance because I beat you to it. And together with the Gold Check game, for Korean Americans closing opening channel is where you please. Wow, 17 minutes in, and we just finished the opening. Maybe we should just get rid of the opening segments from now on.
We just get rid of all segments.
That's just the podcast now. Just the opening.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
You're listening.
We almost went into like back in the day stuff with the honey butter chips too. Which we can talk about now. Back in the day, when was this, Coach Alex, in the year, like, when honey butter chip was, like, the big thing?
Man, honey butter chip?
Was that, like, 2014?
Ooh. Was it?
2014.
I think it was 2014.
Was it a little earlier?
Or was it 2012?
I thought it was a little after, no?
Oh.
I feel like it was 2014, but that's when I went to Korea for 6 months, and that's when I had my parents drive me around to get it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. But yeah, there was a strange time where these honey butter chips was like the huge fad and people were buying it like crazy. So you couldn't get it at like a regular supermarket. You had to go to like these little shops, convenience stores owned by not even like the brand name convenience stores, like just like your hole in the wall convenience store owned by like old, like harmony, halbuji kind of stores. And they'll have it there. I don't know. Gochu Mike, have you ever tried these chips?
Maybe I would recognize them, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you look it up on Google right now, just honey butter chip, it's the yellow bag, and it has like a honeycomb on it. And it's just like regular potato chips, but they have like a honey butter flavor to it.
Oh, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I mean, yeah, you should try it out and see if it's worth the hype back then. But nowadays, like, it's available everywhere, so it's not that hard to get.
I don't need my mom to take me to the store.
Oh, it was 2014.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah, there you go. All right. Go to Chad. Memory number one. Okay.
What's the title of the segment again?
The segment? What segment?
Oh, no, it's gone. It's already gone.
Okay. Gochu Chad, memory number one? Okay, yeah. Gochu Amanda, do you remember these chips back in the day?
Which chips?
The one we're talking about? honey butter chips.
Oh, sorry. I'm like reading up on it, but I didn't know this. But honey butter chips original, the original version of the honey butter chips is actually from Japan.
No.
Well, not again.
No.
All right, next snack.
Next snack. All right, moving on. Yeah. What chips?
Also, I didn't really enjoy it. I think I tried it maybe once.
Oh, me too. I hated it. Yeah.
But I didn't like it at all. It's just like, I don't know why people are so.
They had like a certain flavor that's just like snuck up on you.
Uh huh. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
That bit of honey that kind of like exploded in the back of your mouth, you know.
Okay, I think we need to edit that out, Gongcha. This is 2024. Japan and Korea are good now for some reason.
I'm American, man. Okay, that's
Americans love Japan. Even more of a reason.
Americans would say the comment I said though.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't think Koreans would say that about Japanese.
No, they wouldn't. But I think that's more like a 1990 comment, really. Back in, like, when, like, Pearl Harbor came out, the movie, not the, yeah.
It's more like a December 6th comment.
I never saw that movie. Is it any good?
No, it's not that good. No, it's like, it's like your typical historical drama with romance in it, yeah.
Maybe Gochi Alex is saying that because we're watching Kyungsung Creature right now.
Oh, shit, that has, like, Japanese tie-ins.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I like it.
I think Gochi Alex likes it. He's telling me to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fight back.
we both thought
I thought you're American.
It was better than Sweet Home.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, it's better than Sweet Home.
Yeah.
Sweet Home 1 and 2? Season 1 and 2 or just 2?
Sweet Home 2, for sure.
Okay.
Then Sweet Home 1 was kind of good.
Okay, well, I mean, if I have time, I'll just download it and watch it on the flight, but
oh yeah,
we should do an episode on this thing, Kyungsung the Creature. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, take notes. What am I doing?
what
to watch 10 episodes of a Netflix show?
Yeah. What do I got to do?
Yeah, and then Gochi Max got to pull his special ability where he doesn't watch it but still knows more than we do.
Kinda. Oh yeah.
They use both Korean and Japanese in the show, but if you watch it with the English subtitles, you don't know unless you can under you can
ah you interesting
can recognize the language.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
so a lot of
but
like,
also the translations are so bad.
Oh
yeah.
No, wait, well, who did the translation? Did Suji do it?
I don't know the name. Yeah,
you gotta know the translator's name, man. There's you gotta be familiar with the translator names. So like at the end of the episode, you see the translator and say, "Oh, yep, that's my girl." You know she did good.
You have a least favorite translator.
Oh, I do, for sure. You recognize the names, like, oh, that, no wonder they use, like, cliche terms. Like, come on.
Oh, very, very much so in this one. Well, like the character will just say, like, one word, like, oh, like, call out to their mom.
Oh,
like,
okay. I think I know who the translator is. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, don't go or something like that. Yeah. But he just says, like, Omoni, you know? They like, go very, like, they're very liberal with the what they say.
I don't like that. No, you can't. Yeah. You gotta be a little bit more closer to the source, but also not too literal. Like, that's why Kim Suji is my favorite translator. You should check her out.
Okay.
No, you gotta have favorite translators. Come on.
Send me a list of shows she translated.
Okay, I will. I'll watch those. All right. Okay. No, for sure. You'll be impressed by the technique she pulls off in some of these episodes. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I think for Kyungsung Creature though, like I stopped reading the subtitles. I don't know. It was kind of
that bad.
I have to keep reading it though.
Okay. Then I'll just maybe watching it dub is better.
And also the thing is though, they have a lot of Korean actors playing Japanese people, you know, is expected because I don't think some Japanese people would want to act in these roles.
Oh.
But then you know that one lady, Claudia Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the Marvel movies and she's also played Nigiri or the snake.
Yeah. Yeah, her name is Nigiri. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? You sure?
I think it is, right?
Is that are you saying Japanese food?
Yeah,
nigiri.
It's a nigiri.
It's something like that, but that's not right.
I thought it was nigiri.
I don't think it's nigiri.
Come on, let's just say nigiri.
Nagini.
Oh, nagini.
Nagini. Okay, yeah.
No, nigiri is so much cooler. Nigiri.
Anyways,
is type of.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a sushi.
Yeah, we're eating nigiri here. Alright, anyways.
But yeah, she's in there. She has a really main role as a Japanese woman.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, but I think she's pretty good. Mm. Oh, no, I didn't recognize her until afterwards.
I don't know about pretty good, but she's pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, she speaks... she's a Japanese person. Or she plays a Japanese person. And, like, she speaks Korean with a Japanese accent.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah. I thought she was Japanese. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
When her Japanese was good, but also when she spoke Korean, she kind of spoke it like...
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm not sale.
Oh, it's kind of like a soft accents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm interested now. Now you got me. All right, I'll watch it. I'll download it. Okay. And how about the two mains? Is it Han So-hee and...
Park Seo-joon.
Park Seo-joon. Yeah, how are they?
I don't know. I like both of them.
Do they have a romance going on in this one?
Yeah, they do. But that is something that I mentioned to Coach Alex. I said that, this drama could have gone without romance.
It could have gone without romance.
Yeah.
It seems like it would have been better if they were just like buddies, like cool buddies.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even watch it, but just from the feel of the drama, that's what it seems like. Okay. And then also Netflix. Hey, we're promoting shows here, right? Anyways.
They don't give a crap.
Yeah. Anyways.
Season 2 is coming out sometime, right?
Yeah.
Is that successful? Wow.
That'll be a good time to have an episode on it.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah. Okay. So we'll save it till then. But in the meantime, when you get the chance, Gochu Mike and Gochu Chad, we'll watch it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you can watch a couple episodes while having some yummy Korean snacks.
Yes. Wow. Gochimena's getting good at this.
Gochimena wants to go back on track.
Yeah. All right. Back on track, Gochu. All right. So what are those snacks out there? There's the kobuk chip, which is like the turtle chip, which actually is not more of a reason.
Kobuk chip.
What'd I say? I said kobuk chip. I said kobuk chip too. Come on. What do you want from me?
You said like a Japanese person.
I said kobuk chip. Okay. Anyways. It's a recent chip, so I feel like we have to talk about that in the current day, right? It's not really a past day chip.
Should we talk about that next episode?
Oh, no, there's some savory flavors.
It's a savory flavor.
I feel like we like the sweet ones.
That's true, but we can talk about the corn original flavor. It's savory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, what other chips are there that you guys had back in the day? That's Korean chips.
Well, I mean, I feel like I've had a lot of just very representative Korean snacks growing up, seokgang, that's the shrimp flavored.
Mm-hmm.
There's also matdongsan.
What is that?
It has peanut bits on outside, a cracker thing. Oh, I guess that's considered sweet. It was just something that, my dad used to get all the time.
That's an old person snack.
Yeah. And then I think my brother and I, we really enjoyed 벌집 pizza.
Oh.
We couldn't find it here.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah, at our H Mart.
The pizza snack flavor.
Yeah. That one's savory.
I have no idea what this is.
Okay. I think one, but it was, I think, Kalbi? Or I don't know. What's the company's name? Do you know?
Nongshim?
Nongshim?
No.
Oh, okay. This one came out in 1984, actually. Wow. It's an old one.
Yeah, mine. I got pizza chips, but they're a Calbee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Isn't Calbee Japanese?
I know. It sounds kind of Japanese.
I think it is. Fuck.
Next.
Hey, wait a minute. First of all, okay, if we have Japanese listeners, stop listening. I mean, just...
Jesus.
I mean...
If we have Japanese listeners, watch all of Kyung Song Creature. All right, go all through it all. And if you aren't mad, then you can keep listening to us.
Oh shit! What a way to put it. No, but come on. I like all of our listeners, no matter race or nationality. Okay. Anyways, next chip.
Anyways, I also enjoyed Ojingeo Jip. / like Dagalchi.
Oh, is that like the round ball ones?
They're like round and flat.
Yeah. Like the squid ones, squid flavored.
Yeah, squid and octopus flavored.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Supposed to be like, yeah. I guess there's a lot of like seafood flavored chips. Yeah, so those are good. Back in the day. I guess Ogamja is also pretty old.
Ogamja.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the chef on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cartoon chef.
I get that all the time.
With the white chef.
The square fries shaped one.
Mm-hmm. I think he's supposed to be an Italian chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Italian.
Pasta shaped chips.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. It's not fries shaped. Okay, I thought it was French guy.
No, it's supposed to be like a penne.
Oh, okay, that's makes what sense. It is. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Yeah. And then, I think I used to have a lot of korebap.
Yeah, korebap.
Korebap, okay, that's like fish food. Wait, fish food?
Whale food.
Whale food. No, but like, what's in the fish one in American?
Oh, it's goldfish?
Goldfish, yeah, goldfish. Yeah, it's like a goldfish. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess similar shape, but very different taste.
Don't they have like different flavors too? Like pizza flavor too? I think I remember pizza flavor.
Well, I think they came out with different flavors over the years. Okay. But like growing up, I think I only had one flavor.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, back in the day, I mean, I had all those. Tried them all too. I like the shrimp chips. I like the, what is it, gokalkon?
Gokalkon?
That's what I said, man. Why you keep on correcting me?
You said like a Japanese.
Jesus,
can no, we he drop he that? Said it like a Korean American.
Gokalkon. Pretty good, right? Okay, anyways. So those are like the corn chips, but like they're shaped like triangles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
put them on your fingers.
Yeah.
And eat them one by one.
Wait, don't they have like an American version of that too?
Yeah, those are like bugles.
Bugles? Yeah, like some weird. The name doesn't match the snack, really.
Yeah, it does.
What?
It's the shape of a bugle.
What the fuck is a bugle?
Yeah, what's a bugle?
What should Mike tell him?
yeah, it's like a bugle.
What's a bugle?
It's a horn.
Is that what it is? Trumpet. Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. This right here. This trumpet right here. Do you see this, Coach Amanda?
Yeah. But I don't know what the snack is.
Oh, the snack.
Just imagine the cone.
Yeah. it's like gokalkon, but like American version.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. It's exactly the same. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so who ripped off who? Anyways. We'll see.
Probably from our track records in Korea.
Whoa. We'll see.
We're like 0-3 so far. Oh my God.
The shape is an optimal shape.
Yes. Okay. Optimal finger holding shape. Exactly. Yeah. It's original completely. Okay. Yeah. And what else is there back in the day? Man. Oh, the corn puff chips that have the cheese coating on it. Go to Alex, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good. Those are a classic. I get those all the time. I kind of prefer the cheese one over the chocolate one, which we'll talk in the next episode probably.
I kind of do too.
Yeah. Okay, all right, there you go. Maybe it's not even real cheese.
Definitely maybe not real cheese.
Okay. All right. And then Coach House, Coach Mike, you guys got the chips from back in the day.
I mean, you guys all covered it. I mean, there's no more that I can think of.
Wow.
I mean, I'm a newbie, you know, so like I'd only be mentioning like U.S. chips and stuff.
I mean, you can mention U.S. chips if you want.
Hold it! You activated my trap card.
What? Another segment?
Yeah. It's time for the Golden Gochu Quiz.
Well, you can't just move on like that.
Why not?
What the fuck?
Isn't it time? It was time anyways, right?
He was going to talk about stuff right here. You just cut him off.
Oh, really? No. It's all
right. You mentioned the U.S. chips. That was it, right?
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, Golden Gochu Quiz. 50 nifty United States and the 13 most popular fatty snacks.
Okay.
These titles are getting so elaborate.
They have to. There's like so many types of quizzes we have now. All right. I'm going to share a slide.
Oh, shit. Is this spiciest left standing in your mouth?
Sort of. But all right. You guys see this?
Oh, shit. Spiciest left standing in your mouth.
All right. Everyone good?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So on the slide, there are 13 snacks that are supposedly the most popular in America.
Oh, actually, announcement. Chips Ahoy. You should not eat Chips Ahoy. That's like supposed to be, very, very unhealthy for you.
I feel like all of these are very unhealthy for
you. No, but especially Chips Ahoy. Don't eat Chips Ahoy. Yeah.
Cheerios. That's so good.
Cheerios. There's a heart on the box.
Cheerios is good for you. Cheerios is good for you. Cheerios is good for you.
Yeah, cholesterol.
It has a heart on the box, but Chips Ahoy, no. Exclamation point. That's death. Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't Rice Krispies also?
Oh, Rice Krispies is better for you. Has the rice in there. It's fine. Chips Ahoy, though. It's like mystery stuff. You don't know what it is. So many chemicals. Yeah, don't eat that. Anyways.
Damn, you got like something against Chips Ahoy?
No, it's actual news I saw about Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they're like cookies that like don't go stale, right? They're just kind of...
That's true. They're like always soft, too.
They're not real cookies. It's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But they're pretty good.
Just eat regular cookies. Anyway,
I would eat one. Okay. All right. So there are 13 snacks here. All right. I'll go ahead and list them out for our listeners here. We got Rice Krispies, Goldfish, Fritos, Cheetos, Tostitos, Pringles, Starburst, Chips Ahoy, Lay's, Cheerios, Chex Mix, Doritos, and Kettle Brand Potato Chips.
You missed out there. You could have reorganized it so it was like Cheetos, Tostitos, Doritos, Cheerios. Yeah, you missed out there.
It's too much. It's too much. All right. And then also I have a list of all 50 United States. All right. Now, this quiz is going to be based off what HubScore, which is a market research company, did, where they listed out the top snacks for each state. All right. Now, we're going to go in order, and you all just choose a state, and you name a snack that you think is within the top five of that state.
Wow.
And if you guess the first number one snack of that state, you get 5 points. The fifth one will get you 1 point. All right. You know, and like, you know, go all the way, you know, fourth, you know, whatever, you know. 5 points to 1 point. If it's not on there, you get 0 points. First to 15 points wins. But then I'm not really sure how it'll turn out. So maybe first to 10 points. We'll see. Okay?
No. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And we'll go in Mangne order. So go to Amanda. Choose a state.
Okay.
And then guess a snack that you think is rated high in that state.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna, wait, is this by sales, or?
So actually, it's by searches, so it doesn't necessarily, I guess, translate to, like, the most, you know, eaten snack in the state, but more, I guess, towards, like, the most popular.
Oh, I see, okay.
Kind of weird, it's just sitting there, Googled Cheetos.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do. I'll do Illinois, my home state.
All right, Illinois.
And I'll do Oof, I'm split.
Go to Amanda speaking for all Illinoisans.
Yeah. I'll do goldfish.
Wow. Goldfish.
Wow.
All right, it's ranked fifth.
Oh, so one you barely point. Get a point. You get 1 point. Hey, 1 point is better than nothing, man. There's so many snacks here.
Wait, what's Fritos on the list?
No. TMI.
Oh, no. I'm not sharing that.
Yeah.
But Illinois is already done.
Yeah, Illinois is done. You can share it.
No. But like, I could pick like a neighboring state, you know?
Yeah, you only get information.
Okay.
Also, but it's my state.
Also, just to throw it out, one of these snacks in this slide doesn't actually appear on any of the top lists.
Oh
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trick.
No. It's a bogus snack.
Bogus snack. That must be goldfish.
I don't know.
Just kidding. He just got picked. All right, I'm gonna go California Kettle.
Oh, I was gonna do that too.
Come on, give me first.
California Kettle.
Come on.
It's not on there.
Oh my god! What, really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know.
What is then? Can you give us five then for kids?
I
California?
Can't call
Come
on,
you. Give us... No.
Oh my gosh.
Go to Mike.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to go Alaska Chips Ahoy.
Alaska Chips Ahoy. It's fifth on the list.
Okay. So you not get bad. 1 point. Not bad. All right.
It's the preservatives that need to, you know.
That's true. Oh shit. Look at that digging. Okay. All right.
All right. Go to Amanda. Back to you.
I'm gonna do Texas.
Oh, go! No.
All right, Texas.
Not my home state.
Fritos.
Oh, that's what I was gonna do. That's exactly what I was gonna do next.
That's
Texas
a pretty
Fritos.
Good guess, because Fritos is second.
Oh my god, no!
So you get 4 points.
Killing it.
Oh no, that's what I was gonna do. Damn.
All right, so Texas is not available anymore.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Go to Chad.
How can you do this? Okay. I'm going to do New York Cheetos.
All right, New York Cheetos. Sorry, it's not on the list.
What?
Oh, no.
What's on the list on New York? Come on, curious. I'm curious.
Sorry.
I'm Curiotos. Come on, tell me. Oh, is it Rice Krispies? I was going to do Rice Krispies. Oh, man.
Can't say. Go to Mike.
All right, I'm going to do a real Cheetos guess. I'm going to go Hawaii Cheetos.
Oh, shit. No, that's Chex Mex. Come on.
All right, Hawaii Cheetos. Oh, sorry.
Ah,
not on there.
That's okay. But they have a cheese shortage. Ah, damn it.
Okay.
Ah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to do first to 10. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I can go fast.
Are we going through all 50?
I can go fast. I'm ready with Mena's guess.
Well, I mean, because I thought like, you know, one person might get lugging it like two.
Okay, yeah. No, so I'm ready. I'm ready.
Gochu Mena has 5 points, so she's halfway there.
5 points? How?
And Gochu Chad has 0. Gochu Mike has 1.
What? Okay.
All right. Gochu Mena.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, Kentucky's kind of calling at me right now.
Okay, Kentucky.
Interesting.
Tostitos.
Tostitos. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. Does it make sense to do like New Mexico Tostitos? Does that make sense? I'm debating that. But
yeah,
maybe that's too much.
Okay,
too on the nose. No, I don't want to try it, though. I was like, that's a backup guess. Okay. I'm going to do like the most like middle boring. Wait. Louisiana is Alabama, right?
What?
Wait, Louisiana's Mississippi, right?
What are you saying?
What? These are all just states.
Louisiana is I mean, New Orleans is Louisiana.
New Orleans
is Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'm going to do that's what I meant, okay? I'm going to do Louisiana. And it's either Cheetos or Doritos. But I'm going to go Doritos.
Doritos. Nice. You get 4 points.
Yes!
A second.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
All right. Coach Mike.
Alabama Roll Tide Cheetos.
Alabama? And you said Cheetos?
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
Really? What the fuck?
Not on there. All right, go to Amanda.
I feel like Cheerios doesn't belong on this list.
I can let you know which one is top in.
I want to do Utah Rice Krispies.
Oh, I like it.
Makes sense.
Utah Rice Krispies. Game's over.
What?
I just got 5 points.
That's 101?
She has now 10 points. Wow.
Wow.
Number one in Utah.
Wow.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Shit. Wow. Coach Amanda, you won the quiz. Like I said in the opening.
So congratulations, Coach Amanda. You won with 10 points. Coach Chad. He kind of snuck in there.
He did.
With a second place.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't we be fair and let me and Coach Mike take a guess?
You're second, but if you want to, Coach Chad, you want to give Coach Mike a chance.
I mean, to be fair, right? So just in case we beat Coach Amanda.
Oh.
Actually, no, we can't beat her.
I mean, well, Coach Chad's the one who brought us up, right?
All
right,
actually, no, I'm good. I'm good. Second's good.
This is not fair to Coach Mike. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
One more round.
All right, fine. I'm doing New Mexico Tostitos.
Didn't we already do New Mexico? Oh, no, you didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah, it's not on New Mexico.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Huh?
Tostitos?
Yes.
New Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, it is on there. Oh, man. It's fifth, so you get 1 point.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. So I have to get a first place.
Yes, get a first place to tie.
No, to beat you.
Oh, really?
He already has 1 point.
I thought I have 6 points, though.
No, you have five now.
Oh, I have five. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is exciting.
This is stressful now.
Oh, yeah. He's going to try hard. I mean, Florida's a big one, right? Or
No. It's too diverse. I don't want to go there.
Okay.
So I need to, like Gocha Amanda had a Utah.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So I'm thinking Northeast, right? Thinking like Vermont, New Hampshire, one of the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Like, I think New Hampshire is perfect for this. Pretty small.
All right. Uh-huh.
Getting like, you know, middle class-ish, dare I say, mainly white Caucasian.
Okay.
And what do they like?
I mean, they like all these.
Fuck. That's true. How boring are they? Do you think... You know what? I'm going to say Lay's.
Oh, shit.
Lay's, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not on there.
It's not on the list?
What was it? Was it Chex Mix?
Chex Mix is actually number two.
Oh. Wow. You didn't go boring enough. Chex Mix, come on.
Number one is Rice Krispies.
Oh, shit. People love Rice Krispies. They love the Rice Krispies.
All right, so go to Chad. Congrats, you got your second. Nice. You held on to it.
Okay.
Hey,
I was just being fair.
Quick question. Does like the is the racial like the more white people is like the higher Rice Krispie treats?
Is
actually,
it
actually most of the states is Rice Krispies?
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, most actually the Midwest and the Northeast.
Mm.
Oh. Rice Krispie.
So it's including New York.
Yes, Hawaii, yeah.
Including yeah. New York?
No, New York is Lay's.
Too diverse.
New York, yeah, okay. Connecticut are both Lay's, and they're the only one with Lay's.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I was so close.
What about Jersey?
New Jersey is the one that has Cheerios.
What? What the fuck?
The only one with Cheerios.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. What about California?
California is Cheetos. So California and then down like the south west to Texas are all Cheetos.
Oh, that shit. Okay.
I went too far. I went too far east.
And then all of the swamp area, the southeast, is Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I guess
has Starburst.
Starburst is actually not first on any state. But it is like kind of mixed in there in the top five for some of the states.
Wait, okay. So which one?
Yeah, what's the dud?
The kettle.
The dud is kettle. Yeah.
Oh, you tricked me.
it's not as popular as we might think.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's kind of more of a California brand. Is that why?
Yeah. I guess I haven't really seen it. Like.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't really see it growing up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It is a new brand, right, compared to the rest?
I feel like it is, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it started like 5-6 years ago, or am I wrong? It seems like
No, it's much older than that.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It's silently been around for a while.
Okay, all right. And I'm curious, what are your all's pick on this? What's your favorite?
Ooh, my favorite? Gotta be Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy?
I'm kidding. No, it's not. It's not. I think Doritos.
Kettles is my favorite.
Okay. My pick would be Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if I go, like if I'm hungry while in lab, then I'll sometimes get snacks from the vending machine. And it's always Doritos.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Coach Mike?
I'm Chex Mix, but primarily for the big the dark brown.
Oh, the round thing?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If it's just like a bag of those, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Interesting.
They have to do that, right? Oh my God, those things are so good.
Coach Alice, Coach Amanda have the same choice. I had the more hip option, and then Coach Mike has the old person thing. I'm just kidding. They give you that game. They give that out in airport or airplanes. It must be good, right? Okay. Well, thank you, Gocho Alex, for that quiz. I feel like that's pretty informative. Yeah. Now we know Rice Krispies is the way to go. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's open the John Doe to see what we got for savory chips, Korean chips nowadays. Did you guys get any chips?
Yeah, what did we get? We got the Ogamja.
Ogamja, okay. What else?
What is it in English? Oh, Kartos?
Yeah, something like that.
What's Kartos?
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Ogamja. I wanted to get the Beoljip pizza because Alex said that he's never had it. Coach Alex said he's never had it. But yeah, the H Mart here didn't have it, so that was kind of disappointing.
All right, and
disappointing was Koreana Plaza. They failed me big time. Oh my God,
Koreana Plaza, the one in Oakland.
Yeah.
I went where you got the Kalbi.
Yeah, I know. This is the only thing that was like remotely close, besides shrimp chips, obviously.
They didn't have anything else?
No, I was looking so hard for like the whales and stuff. I was searching for the whales, but they weren't there.
No way. That's the only chip they had?
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising. That's hella disappointing, Koreana. How can you not have other chips?
Why is it called Koreana?
I don't know. And like the Pocky section, they had way more Pocky than Pepero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those sound like traitors from the show, right? They have traitors in that show, right?
Yeah, and they get their just desserts.
Hey, spoilers.
Krispies?
All right.
How were the chips, though?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
How were they?
Yeah.
So, they were pretty good. I think, actually, I would, if I were to get chips, like, I usually don't really, I might lean towards the savory chips, only because they're not, like, as addicting, I feel, as, like, salty chips. Like, I can eat, like, an endless amount of salty chips. But, like, with this ones, I was, like, they were, like, you know, a bit more filling, and, like, or, like, not filling, that's, like, the same, you know, but, like, they felt more filling. So I was happy just, like, eating, like, a small amount.
Okay. Would you recommend the ones you got?
The Japanese pizza ones?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all right.
Yeah, they're just all right.
Yeah.
Jesus. There's no way they can be any good.
Oh, my
gosh. Next time I'm in the H Mart area, I'll get some real chips, and I'll give you an update.
Okay. All right. And then go to Alice, go to Amanda, the chips you got. Which one do you recommend? Which one you say to stay away from?
Huh. So we got the old Gamja, because we haven't had that in a long time.
Doesn't it kind of have, like, artificial taste to it?
I don't know about artificial, but it's not, like, the greatest flavored chips. It's not my favorite, at least.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite?
My favorite Korean savory chips?
Yeah.
Ooh, probably, like, Sewukang, the shrimp crackers.
Do you like spicy or non-spicy?
Yeah, kind of old, I guess. I don't know about spicy, but because I remember, like, back in the day, our family, we used to get the huge bags.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, like, these are, like, maybe, like, regular size in America, like, American-sized bags. But in Korea, they're, like, huge.
Whoa, why are you insulting Americans?
No, go to
that's a compliment.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. Like, I think, like, everything in Korea is just portioned a lot smaller, right?
Yeah,
like, even the canned drink.
Oh, especially the canned drink. It's like the perfect amount. But, like, the American version in cans is too much. You're not gonna finish the whole can.
Yeah, I was like, it was like a big culture shock, like, when I first came to America, and, like, we got, like, I asked for a Coke or something from school. They gave me, like, a whole can of it. And I was like, why is it double the size?
Yeah, it's way too big. Yeah. Okay. And then Gochi Amanda, what would you, your thoughts on the chips? And also your favorite?
I think I don't actually eat too many, like, savory chips. I guess one chips, it's not Sewukang, but it's, like, similar tasting. It's called, like, it's like a more of a puff crisp chip thing. It's called, like, Sew chip or something. But I used to get that a lot.
Is it the crisscross one?
No, they're, like, the round flat ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, my brother used to get a lot of chips, so I used to just, like, maybe, like, sneak a bite of his or something. But yeah, I think I'm more familiar with, like, the sweet ones.
Okay, well, I guess you'll have more to talk about next episode then.
Yeah.
Did anybody get Busho Busho?
What is it?
Busho Busho. It's basically like a
ramen packet, but you have, like, flavor.
Yes.
I was making fun of.
Oh, I know you were doing. I know. But I was ignoring you because I know you. I know what you're doing. I pronounced it.
Like, what you Alex said it the same.
It didn't catch on. Oh no.
I don't appreciate this. I feel like my padam is 100% good.
Padam.
That's what I said, but I said it better than you did.
No, who said better, Coach Amanda? okay, fine.
Padam. That's better. Coach Alex sounds like a Kyopo. Come on. Anyways, yeah, so Coach Mike, you said you got the Pushu. Thank you.
Yes, I got the Pushu.
Okay, all right, thank you. Now I'm self-conscious. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, because I think I've already said before, like, I used to just do the same with just, like, Top Ramen.
Top Ramen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is just like that, but just, like, better.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Top Ramen?
No. I got the spicy rice cake flavor.
For Pushu Pushu or Top Ramen?
Yeah.
For Pushu Pushu.
Okay, for Pushu Pushu.
I got the spicy rice cake flavor.
Okay.
Okay, so the tteokbokki flavor.
Yeah.
It says spicy rice cake on the package.
That's tteokbokki, dude.
I don't know about that, but there's some squiggly lines underneath it. I don't know what those mean, but.
Okay, is it good?
I used to do it before.
Does it taste different from just like regular, like a Shin Ramen pack?
Not really.
Yeah, right? Because I imagine like the spicy rice cake flavor is kind of like just like the spice sauce of the ramen packet, really, like, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure if they actually do anything different in producing this, you know? I'll also see like why would they have to.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good snack.
You know, once in a while, the crunched up ramen packets with the just, it hits. It hits once in a while. I did that with my parents when they visited last time. And at first, they're like, oh, okay, go ahead. And then they're watching me eat it. And then they started to eat it themselves. Like, oh, this is good. Mm. You know, so it hits once in a while. Yeah. Okay. And I got honey butter chips. I used to love these chips back in the day. 2014, but now when I get them, it's like they're just okay. It's like what Gochu Mike said, I can't eat a lot of them. Like, I eat a few and then I stop.
Didn't Gochu Chan agree with us in the beginning when we said that we didn't like it very much?
Yeah, but he only liked it back in the day because it was hard to get.
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't want to be found by Gochu Chan, but nowadays it's like available everywhere to Gochu Chan.
Is this like some kind of metaphor? Or?
You know, not as interested in the flavor of the chip anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. He wants to chase. He wants to go and find them, you know?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so we're talking about chips, right?
yeah.
Okay,
chips.
Good.
Yeah,
what else are we talking about?
All right, just clarify. But that's true, though, because like, I did have fun chasing down these chips back in the day. And I remember it was with me and my sister and our dad and mom. I would have them drive around town just going to these little mom and pop convenience stores to get them.
I didn't do this shit.
Yeah, you weren't there. No, you weren't there. No, yeah. You were back in California doing what Californians do. But I don't know. These chips didn't age well for me. They're not that great. They're not my go-to. My go-to chip is the Seokgang, the shrimp crackers, but the spicy version. Those are good. You guys gotta try that.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
You gotta try it. The spicy version, actually, it's elevated. It's elevated shrimp crackers, man. You gotta try that.
So good that Gochu Mike has to try them too, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And
all
get
right.
And get that $200 EpiPen and
600.
600? What do they do? I thought that was okay. Anyway, we talked about this. And then my other favorite chip that I got is the. Oh, I don't want to say it, but Gochu Mike's gonna make fun of me, but. The turtle chips. Okay, turtle chips. Turtle chips. Turtle. Shit. It's like Squirtle and Korean, like gobugi, right? It's like gobug chip. Oh, mm-hmm. My perfect pronunciation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag mm-hmm. Gochujang, perfect pronunciation. The gobug chip, the original flavor is like a corn kind of flavor to it. That one's it's a classic. It's a classic now. It's pretty good.
Wait, are we talking about sweet corn turtle chips?
Yes, sweet we're talking about we're talking about that. It's not sweet though. It's kind of I would say it's more savory than sweet.
Oh, I thought it was pretty sweet, but I think maybe I got this a little too early because I got this for next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of a.
That's what I said, Gochu Chan.
It's kind of a what is it like a bridge to next
sweet chips?
Okay,
right?
Fine. All right, fine. It's a bridge to next one. Then okay. All right. I mean, there's a lot more flavors from the turtle chips that are a lot more sweeter that are my favorites. So we'll talk about next time, too. And I think that's it, right? I mean, what else is there? Yeah. Okay. Any last words on these savory chips before we go to spice ratings? Actually, you know what? We'll just do last words in spice ratings. Let's go ahead and do a spice test. I'm gonna give these savory chips. I'm gonna give them a 2.5 out of 4. Mainly because the honey butter chip is kind of disappointing nowadays. It doesn't hit as hard, and like what we talked about with the Gold Book chip, a lot of the flavors that are good are the sweet flavors. Those are the standout flavors. So, yeah, maybe next episode I think it's gonna be a little higher.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it maybe like 1.5 out of 4. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I never really. I rarely buy chips for myself. Like, if someone buys it to share, then I like to, you know, take handful. And that's enjoyable. But, like, if I just have them, like, lying around, I feel like a lot of times, like, I'll have maybe, like, a quarter or like half of it, and they get tired of it and won't finish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, chips are just okay. Sometimes I crave them, but yeah.
Well, I love chips, but I also have a pretty good self
restraint.
But with that said, I don't enjoy the Korean savory chips as much as the American ones. Oh. Like, I feel like there's a reason why, like, Americans they snack a lot. I think according to the study, like 75% around that of Americans snack at least twice a day.
Whoa.
Oh.
Which is a lot, I guess. I don't know. So they're eating a lot of chips, and I mean, because they're good. I think my rating is the same as Gochun Man does, 1.5
for wow. the Korean. Surprisingly low for both of y'all. Chips. Okay.
There's not a whole lot of them that I like, right?
I guess it's because Koreans' palates are so much different from Americans. The savory chips aren't as salty, for sure.
Yeah, they don't like too salty.
Yeah, they don't like salty
chips.
Yeah, like the flavors aren't as strong.
Yes, yeah.
As like American chips.
Yeah.
But I like the sweet crackers.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, all right. Looking forward to next episode. Go to Mike.
We'll give it like a 1.75. Surprisingly, I'm not a big snacker, like at all.
What do you mean surprisingly?
Surprisingly?
I don't know why I say surprisingly there.
So I just like don't really snack. Like these, like they're fine and stuff, but I never really get like cravings, you know, for chips.
Okay.
There's like other like foods sometimes that like I will, you know, like for like pizza or like fried chicken and stuff like that, but never for like chips.
What about for like desserts, like sweet desserts?
No.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's usually like just like really fatty foods, and then I'll just like feel terrible after I get it. It's like, oh, I'll never do that again.
And then you repeat it.
Okay, all right. So fairly low scores for savory crackers, crane crackers.
Chips.
What is the title?
Savory chips.
And then what's next one?
Sweet crackers.
Okay, I got switched. All right. So
did you make them?
No, he made them.
I came up with it, but there was no like rhyme or reason for it. So I was just like, okay, savory chips. Yeah. So I mean, Spicy Gang, let us know what you think about these chips. Go ahead and take a trip to H Mart. Your local H Mart. You might find me in the snack aisle. You might not, depending if you're lucky. And then go ahead and also follow Savory on social media for the latest updates at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram at Gochujang_gang. And let us know if these Korean savory chips pass your spice test with hashtags.
Hashtag Spicy Gang Empire Strikes Back. Hashtag Spice for Life. Hashtag Sneaky Flavor. And hashtag Rice Krispie Nation.
Oh, I think we need to go check out. Yeah, that's some of that out.
Which one? The Rice Krispie Nation? No,
you know what I mean. Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Spicy.